So where do you become monks? Where did you become monks? What's the purpose? You want to have an easy life? Is that the purpose? Becoming a monk is a fulfillment. It is hard work. It is the work of Sila, Samadhi and Panya. Keeping the 227 rules, learning Samadhi, training Samadhi, and developing Panya, wisdom. And we have everything against us, the kilesas. That's what we think we are. We need a lot of motivation to fight the soldiers that keep us in the prison. And our motivation doesn't seem to be enough. In order to go the path, we need a lot of motivation and a lot of determination. And you have just to find something in order that motivates you to go this path. The path won't be easy. You will have to face a lot of difficulties. You will have to face a lot of hard times. So you need a lot of motivation, a lot of encouragement on the path. And if you can't find it, then you just waste your time. We are born to die. And we need to find not just passing the time, or killing the time, or entertaining ourselves. We need to find some purpose in our life. What do we want? Yeah? What do we want from this life? Yeah? Life is short. Yeah? What do we want? What is our goal? And then find motivation to reach that goal. It ain't easy, but if you have some motivation, if you really want to go, if you really want to march on to Beijing, if that is Nirvana for you, and then all what you need to do is go one step, put one foot in front of the other, and walk in the right direction. No matter what kind of hindrance comes, no matter if it is a mountain, if it is a desert, if it is a forest, if it is the meadows. But if the feeling, the motivation is gone. You're in a nice meadow and then you enjoy it, Say, why do I need to walk on? Now there's a mountain pass, I don't want to walk up it, it's so hot there. And here it is quite comfortable. One person is missing here. I sometimes see him in Pindapat, but then the moment we come back from Pindapat and sit down and put the food in our bowls, this person suddenly disappears. And then the rest of the day it's not there. No matter if you're sweeping, no matter if you do. Sati is not there. Mr. Sati is missing all the time. Sometimes, that's why I said sometimes on Chindapatis seem to have a little bit of Sati. But then, after food, yeah, it's gone anyway. When you look in the bowl, it is gone. Yeah. Sati is the most important thing. Yeah. Sati Panya are the only weapons and that can get rid of the soldiers that keep us in the prison. Yeah. And if you can't develop Sati, I mean it is without hope. You are hopelessly, yeah. You can tell yourself, okay, hell, here I come. Don't have any other choice. We need to develop sati, and that is tough. It is tough. We need to keep our interest. Yeah? We need to keep on the buddho, or we need to keep on the anapanasati. Yeah? All the time. The moment we wake up until the moment we go to sleep. We have only the one interest. Yeah? To keep on the breath. Knowing the breath goes in, knowing that the breath goes out, knowing that the breath is subtle, knowing that the breath is coarse, knowing that the breath is deep, knowing that the breath is shallow. Or, we keep on the Buddha, knowing that the Buddha is fast, knowing that the Buddha is slow, knowing that the Buddha is deep, knowing that the Buddha is shallow. Why do we need to know it? Because that is what is going to lead us to sati. The knowingness, that is sati. Yeah? And the knowingness comes from the heart. And if you can't train that, if you only concentrate, if you only use concentration, then we are stuck with mindfulness. Yeah? Mindfulness and concentration. Being concentrated on one thing. Yeah? Without having sati. I always say sati is mind emptiness. Sati is knowing what is going on within the citta. Yeah? Have you not understood that? Knowing what is going on within the citta. Knowing that there is a thought coming. Knowing that there is a Buddha. Knowing that there is a feeling coming up. Knowing that there is a memory coming up. This is the knowingness, yeah, that belongs to sati. Sati knows. Yeah? Sati observes and knows. Yeah? And Panya directs the search. Panya directs that. Yeah? Once we have enough sati, directs our investigation. Looking at the body, looking at the outside of the body, tearing off the skin, tearing off the hairs, yeah? Cutting ourselves up in bits and pieces and putting them in front of you. We need the sati that is observant, and we need the sati that knows. Yeah. And if you can't develop it, yeah, you're just lost in the world. Yeah. Then all what you can do is, yeah, keep going on, keep running in the hamster wheel. Yeah. That's the only thing. Yeah. Keep running in the hamster wheel, keep running in samsara. Yeah? Because that is nothing else. From the outside, samsara just looks like a hamster wheel. Yeah? The hamster's easily trying, being happy, running around. Yeah? At least, then paint your hamster wheel golden and put some curtains, yeah, around it. Yeah? And maybe a carpet on it. So that you feel comfortable in your prison. You have to develop sati, and you have to put some more effort in it. Yeah, if I see your effort, there is no way that you get anywhere close to it. Yeah? Your effort is lacking. Your effort, your desire. Yeah? Your desire to get this samadhi. Yeah? Your desire to get into samadhi, to feel the happiness of samadhi, to feel the joy of samadhi, to feel the peacefulness of samadhi, or to feel the stillness of samadhi. You don't have any desire. Well, desire, you know, the desire means, what do I get this morning for food, yeah? I mean, what is nice, oh, it's okay, yeah? What do I get for panna, yeah? In the afternoon, yeah? Oh, it's okay, yeah? In there, your desire ends. The desire to get free, the desire to fight the kilesas, yeah? I can't see it, yeah? I can't see the effort that you put in. Yeah? There's not enough. Yeah, I mean, even if you call that effort, you know, it is not enough. You know, even to scratch. Yeah, to scratch on our prison wall. Yeah? The effort that you put in is not really not enough. You know, to scratch at the prison wall. Yeah? Let alone, you know, to fight the guards. Yeah? Let alone to fight the kilesas of sloth and torpor. Yeah, the kilesas of laziness. Yeah? Laziness is one big thing. Yeah? I mean, in any kind of your actions, I mean, laziness shines through. Yeah? Find some motivation. Yeah, or say, welcome, hell, here I am coming. Yeah? Maybe heaven first and then hell, or maybe hell first and then heaven. Yeah, really doesn't matter. Really don't care. Sati is developed through the constant effort of returning from the morning we wake up until the night we go to sleep, keeping at the Buddha or keeping at the breath, knowing the breath or knowing the Buddha, knowing what comes into our mind. Yeah? That is the effort that we need to do. Not, it's okay, yeah. Let's have a talk, yeah? Let's have something to drink, yeah? Oh, let's do this, I want to do this, yeah? Oh, I need to do that, I need to... And it seems that you really don't understand what it needs. You know, I mean, you really need to be, yeah? Tunnel view. And the only thing that you see in the tunnel is your Buddha or is your Anapanasati, yeah? That is the end of the tunnel. And everything else is black, yeah? You're not interested. You're not interested in this, what is going on there. You're not interested in what is going on there, yeah? You're just interested in what is ahead of you. Yeah? Just like the put, you know, for the horses, you know, that they don't get scared, you know, of what is left and right of them. Yeah? Then they use the horse carriages. Yeah? And that's the same thing for us. We just have to become like that. But you need some motivation. Yeah? Get some motivation. You find your own motivation. Yeah? Do you want to be reborn again? Yeah? Do you want to go through birth again? Do you want to be pressed through that small channel? Yeah? You nearly die, yeah? And then you have to program this body, yeah? For 15 years or 16 years or 18 years, yeah? Learning to digest, learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to think, going back through school, yeah? Primary school, secondary school, high school, yeah? And then even university. Just to learn how to use this body, yeah? And then having this body for 20, 30 years where it works normally, yeah? And then experience the decay for 40 years before we die? Is that what you want? Over and over again? No ending? Huh? Ask yourself. Do I want to get out of the hamster wheel or do I want to stay? Yeah? I mean, it is your decision, it is your life. Yeah? And God thanks I don't have to. Yeah? I don't have to be responsible for your decision. Yeah? I don't have to live your life. Yeah? And just because it looks nice now, Just because you have less dukkha than you had before, before you attained, yeah? When you work, you know, 8 hours a day, yeah? Yes, sir. It was much more dukkha. And now you become a monk and there's less dukkha, yeah? You just don't see dukkha. Yeah? You just don't understand the First Noble Truth, yeah? Dukkha is not only pain, it's not suffering. I mean, this is a wrong translation. How often do you say that? It's a wrong translation. Dukkha starts, yeah? It's dis-ease, discomfort, yeah? Boredom, restlessness, pain, yeah? Physical pain, mental pain. Yeah? Just feeling dis-ease, yeah? Not feeling at ease. Yeah? That's dukkha. That's the First Noble Truth. Yeah? And where does it come from? From the Second Noble Truth. Yeah? From wanting this, you know, from wanting that, yeah? From wanting to be, from wanting not to be, from wanting to have, from wanting not to have. Yeah? That's the cause for our dukkha. Yeah? So, I mean, if you're not contented with the way things are, then there's dukkha. And you're not contented. Because you move your body because you're discontented. Yeah? You go to the toilet because you're discontented. You eat something because you're discontented. Yeah? You realize that? Yeah? You drink because you're discontented. You go to sleep because you're discontented. Yeah? It's all, every way is dukkha, but you don't, just don't want to see. Yeah? You think, ah, yeah, that's it, yeah. I mean, we live this life, you know, I mean, we trade it in, we know, you know, I mean, just like taking a medicine, you know, the side effects are fatal, yeah? But there are some nice things, yeah? It has some good causes, yeah? But the side effects are fatal. Yeah? That's why we take this medicine and say, okay, that's the body, you know, okay, that's how it works. Yeah? But you're not happy. You're not satisfied. You're not contented. Because, you know, being contented, being completely contented, means having no desire. The moment you move, you have already a desire. There's some pain. The moment you get up, there's already a desire. The moment you drink, there's already a desire. The moment you eat, there's already a desire. The moment to do something is already decided. And this you don't understand. Yeah? You just don't get it. Yeah? You haven't really realized the First Noble Truth. And you haven't realized the Second Noble Truth. Yeah? You think, this is, you know, it just comes with the body, you know, we have to eat it, we have to house it, we have to sleep it, and we have to put it warm. Yeah? No, see. See the truth of the body, that it's really a damn nuisance, yeah? I mean, constantly you have to look after it, yeah? And we don't feel well, you know, when the body doesn't feel well. When the body gets sick, you know, I mean, we think we die. Yeah? When it really gets sick. We think we die and 3 days later, you know, we are healthy again, you know, and raise the sun. You don't want to look at this truth, yeah? You don't want to see the First Noble Truth, yeah? You don't want to understand the Second Noble Truth, yeah? You just think, you know, I mean, it is the way it is, yeah? Oh, yeah, okay, that's the body, yeah? If I have a car, you know, this kind of car, you know, I mean, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you know, I mean, okay. I accept it, yeah? Because I feel, you know, it gives me some benefit, yeah? Now, see, understand, go through, go back, yeah, into your life, yeah? How was it at school? You want to go through this again, yeah? How was it with your colleagues? How was it with your comrades? How was the relationship to your parents, huh? How was the relationship to your brothers and sisters, huh? Look through it, look, go back in time, year by year, until you come to the day you were born, yeah? And see, you know, you couldn't move, yeah? I mean, desires were there already. But the body needed to be programmed. It needed to learn. You wanted to see the world, but you were still lying on your back. So, I mean, you had to program this body, you know, for years. For years. Until it could move. Until it could walk. And then, of course, we needed to talk because we wanted to make our desires known to our parents and to our friends. And you don't see this dukkha? You really don't see it? So you want to go in there again and again and again and again without end? Just like with people, you know, who play video games. The moment it's game over, they started anew. Game over, started anew. Where's the fun? Where's the fun in it? I mean, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of precious time that we have. We are born a human being. And that is already hard to get by. We meet the sasana. We need the true sasana. That is also one thing that is hard to get. And some of us, you know, met an arahant. So, these are the three things that are most difficult to get. And then we waste this. We don't know. I mean, if we ever come back as a human being, when we come back, do we meet the sasana? Or is there no religion? Or is there just Hinduism and Muslims and Christians and there's no Buddhism? No true religion? A religion that shows us the way out? How do we know, you know, when we are born that we'd meet the sasana again? And how do we know, you know, even if we meet the sasana, that it is the true sasana? Only Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant are representatives of the true sasana. If a sasana doesn't produce these four kind of people, Supatipanno, Bhagavato, Savaka, Sangho, that is the well behaved Sangha. Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant. And if a sasana doesn't produce these four types of people, or you can call them eight types of people, like in our chant, then it's not the true sasana. And you're sure that you're going to meet that back in the next life? You're sure that you even meet the sasana? You're sure that you're even born as a human being? Can you be sure? There are so many, there are 31 realms of existence. 25 are the nicer ones. But the hell has also 25 different kinds of hell. There's the ghost realm, the hungry ghost realm. There's the demon realm. And there's the animal realm that is endless. That doesn't seem to stop. Don't get caught up in this. The ghost realm, the demon realm, the animal realm, the hell realm. When do we ever come back out of it? Ask yourself, am I sure that next life I become a human being or that I'm born in the heavenly realm? And in the heavenly realm you're born there and then you enjoy your time and you forget everything about the sasana. It's a nice, it's a comfortable, you're contented, And you don't think, you don't need to practice. And then you come back, And from the heaven you fall down to hell, And then you experience all the dukkha of you all not keeping the five precepts, I mean, this is hot and cold shower, And then you're going through the ghost realms before you become a human being again. And then, do you still remember that? Do you still remember the sasana? Do you still remember, you know, Buddhist training? Yeah. I mean, in your case, I would make sure, yeah, that I'm always on the right path, yeah? Even if I pass away tomorrow, that I'm still on the right path. Yeah? Every moment. Yeah? Everything else is a waste of time. Knowing this, wanting to know about this, yeah? I mean, that is the definition of avidya. Wanting to know, wanting to understand. But not being able to know. That's why it's called fundamental ignorance. Not being able to know in line with the truth, not being able to understand in line with the truth. That's the definition of avidya. That's the mastermind behind everything. That's the mastermind behind the samsara. That's the mastermind behind this universe. Yeah? Yes, my Lord, you're right, you know, I'm tired. Yes, my Lord, you know, I'm lazy. Yes, my Lord, you always say, yes, my Lord, I need to drink this. Yes, my Lord, I need to do this. Lungta Mahabua said, you know, the monks, you know, when they go and pay respect to the Buddha and Dhamma and Sangha, they don't say, you know, Buddham Saranam Gacchami, they say, Kilesang Saranam Gacchami, Kilesang Saranam Gacchami, I pay my respects to the Kilesa, yeah. I put my trust into the Kilesas, or I put my trust into avidya. Yeah? We are so used to it. We are so used to it. Yeah? We don't know it otherwise. Remember this, Kilesang Saranam Gacchami. Yeah? When you say Bhutang Saranam Gacchami, I mean you put your faith, you put your trust in the Lord Buddha, and that went the path for us in order to show us the way out. Yeah? The way out, or how to open the cage of our hamster wheel. Yeah? The way out of samsara. Yeah? The Dhamma is a teaching that shows us the way out. Yeah? In the Sangha, it is the well-disciplined, yeah? Because that attain to Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant. Yeah? And we pay respect to them. What do we chant? They are a field of merit. These kind of people are a field of merit for all beings. So what do you want? Ask yourself. Find your motivation. Develop the sati. From the morning, don't be interested in anything else. And go back, Go back, Ask yourself really, truthfully, honestly, do I really want to relive this life, Or a similar life. Because the other life or the next life, even if you become human being, will be very similar to this one, But we have this strange hope, next life will be better, If today is not better, If today is not good, tomorrow will not be better. Yeah. How can it be better if today or if now is just shitty or not good? Yeah. These hopes, it's a production of these kilesas. Yeah. Hoping, tomorrow will be better, next life, I will put more effort next life, just let's kill the time until I die. Yeah. Let's entertain ourselves through our senses. Huh? Find your way. Find your own motivation. And get going. Yeah? I want to see, especially in the upcoming pansa, I really want to see some more effort. Yeah? I mean the effort that you display day in, day out. Yeah? It's not enough. It's not even enough, to reach upachara or apanasamadhi. Yeah? To reach the stages where we can feel happy, where we can rest, where we can find our safe house, where we can rest and really recharge our batteries. Yeah? The effort that you display for the moment, it's not enough even to get there. Yeah? So think about it very well. It's up your choice, it's your life, yeah? And God thanks that I don't have to live it. Yeah? So, with this I want to end the talk. Yeah?